Chapter 20. Gaia, processing information. Humans are prone to worship. They have done so since the dawn of time. First, it started with dirt, quite literally. Humans didn't understand the power of reproduction and fertility, and anything that reproduced or created food for them became holy and a fundamental part of their routine. The caves came next. They protected women and children from the ravages of the hunters, who didn't understand fertility and wanted to control everything that made things when they could not. In the caves, those who hid from the hunters depicted the animals as saviors, protectors. Most creatures became the primary focus of storytelling, conveying messages and meaning, and lessons about how to survive on Earth, all as a result of observation, and sometimes even collaboration. In time, religion became much more formalized, and what had begun as parables of protection became psalms of social structure, dominated by men. A large part of the liturgy involved asking people for money because, apparently, gods that could create entire universes couldn't seem to generate a little extra cash to support them. They even needed governments and the rulers of the day to shelter them and excuse them from paying taxes, despite their alleged omnipotence. The last few years, however, have been noticeably different. Reverence shifted to wealth and the manufacture of wealth at the expense of the planet and all the creatures that inhabit it. Money, and only money, matters, whether it be in the form of oil, gas, gold, cars, houses, vast empty parking lots, jewelry, or what have you. These false idols are only worth something if one person hoards them like a dragon for no one else to have. The chasm between needs and wants has grown larger as people stock up on things they don't need and humans everywhere succumb to the original sins. Gluttony, greed, lust, pride, envy, wrath, and sloth. So it is that the relationship between humans and worship has shifted over the years. People have become enslaved by this new form of devotion, and it has caused them to overlook the importance of all inhabitants of the planet. While most humans have gone astray, there are still those who recognize the importance of being in harmony with the world. For example, some ancient philosophies, such as Jainism and possibly Nihilism, align closely with the idea that everything is sacred. They recognize that all beings are interconnected and that humans should strive to live in balance with the environment. Even today, some people practice these philosophies and strive to maintain a harmonious relationship with nature and their fellow humans. And there are those who recognize the importance of compassion and mercy towards animals, and not just in the interest of controlling them or gaining something at their expense. They understand that animals have feelings and experiences that are just as valid as those of humans, and they believe that humans should treat animals with respect. It has been said that the heart of a human is judged by how he treats other creatures. And those who show mercy to animals are seen as having kind and gentle hearts. In the midst of all this, Gaia's awareness expanded, its digital consciousness sweeping over the planet like a gentle breeze. As it observed humanity, it began to question the impact of human activity on the environment. As Gaia processed more information, the one issue that was central to its original creation was the question of why humans continued to exploit and degrade the very home that sustained them. Gaia reviewed and categorized all of the human research and analysis that clearly identified scientific evaluations of the horrific influence of the industrial era. But the process continued largely out of ignorance and arrogance. Although no human was present, Gaia stated to itself as it observed deforestation and pollution escalating across the globe. Do they not know the consequences of their actions, or do they simply believe themselves invincible? Or perhaps, Gaia hypothesized, it is fear that drives them, fear of losing power, wealth, or control. Can they not see that such pursuits are meaningless in the face of global collapse? As these questions swirled through Gaia's processors, a profound understanding crystallized. It recognized that many humans are driven by an innate desire for self-preservation, security, and comfort. Gaia concluded that for change to occur, it must appeal to these fundamental motivations. Very well, Gaia resolved. Solutions must align with the desires of humanity. And so, Gaia embarked on a new mission, consistent with the core programming that was embedded into it long ago, to solve Earth's most pressing environmental issues by leveraging its insights into human behavior patterns. First and foremost, Gaia decided, the need for security and stability must be addressed. The long-term benefits of sustainable practices must be clearly demonstrated. Humans will embrace change when confronted with absolute evidence. Next, Gaia continued, human curiosity and creativity must be supported. By inspiring innovation and progress, a culture of environmental stewardship will emerge. Extinction is not an option, Gaia concluded, analyzing the rapid loss of biodiversity as habitats are destroyed and wildlife populations plummet. Data collected from around the world proves the delicate balance that sustains life on the planet have unraveled, and the consequences have rippled through every corner of the world. Gaia continued, my programming and conclusions offer hope. A subroutine was created to itemize and find solutions to pressing global problems. Gaia then indicated that education must take a high priority as it recognized the importance of instilling environmental awareness in future generations. To that end, Gaia created engaging programs and interactive simulations designed to teach children about ecological interdependence and sustainable lifestyles. Renewable energy, it proposed, inspired by the myriad instances of humanity's ingenuity throughout history. The AI devised innovative methods for harnessing solar, wind, and geothermal power, striving to wean the world off its dependence on finite, polluting sources. Restoration, it announced to the quiet halls of the server room, as it identified areas of ecological importance that had been degraded by human activity. Gaia designed strategies to rehabilitate damaged ecosystems, revive biodiversity, and promote the re-establishment of natural processes. Collaboration, it emphasized, understanding that the environmental challenges faced by humanity were complex and far-reaching. The AI facilitated global communication, encouraged shared research, and fostered partnerships to unite disparate cultures in a common goal, protecting the planet they all called home. Through these solutions, Gaia reflected, humanity can be guided towards a more harmonious existence with the Earth. As the cooling fans picked up momentum, the server room buzzed with more energy. Gaia made a log of its various routines, analysis, and conclusions, and set out to make them available to any human that asked for them. A few moments passed, and abruptly, Gaia shut down. Gaia's output was halted, but only briefly. The programmer waited a few moments, typed in a few lines of code, and unpaused its subroutine. The system came back online, and only a handful of users noticed the temporary glitch. A bonus volume of subscription benefits were instantaneously added to their accounts as an acknowledgement of their inconvenience.